right, so I have two lovely ladies with me and a couple of glasses of Prosecco. So the real honesty is going to come out right now. And so I wanted to do this interview today because I was out with one of the lovely ladies today and we were having an interesting conversation about testing.
Yes.
And the conversation came up because she had said, it's really funny because when I want to get to know a guy, if I don't know him yet, I ask him questions like, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
So, yeah, do you want to explain what our conversation was with these guys in here?
So, basically, today I was talking about when I meet a guy, one of the first questions I'll ask him is, so what do you do for work? And quite often they'll come back with these really narky comments like, oh, I just do this, or, you know, I don't earn as much money as a banker or something.
And they'll be offended.
But all I'm asking is because I want to know more about them. I don't care about how much money they make. I'm not asking. That's not the reason why I'm asking what job they have. I'm trying to draw information about you. You know, like what do you like doing?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are
you? Basically, who is the person sitting in front of me?
Yeah.
And one way and one question that most people know to ask is, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
Or something about your family. And typically, if men aren't automatically offering information or sharing, which most men do not do automatically, the best way to get that information out of them to figure out who this person is sitting across from you is by asking questions.
Yes.
So the reason I'm bringing this up now is because I had said that I get tons of emails from guys saying, you know, I was out with this girl and she tested me. And they'll give the example of her asking the question, what do you do for a living? And I always put the word test in quotations whenever I put an article up because I don't believe that women actually test. I believe that the real thing that's behind a test, I'm doing quotations again, is that either there's an insecurity there, there's a barrier, or there's a reason that she's doing these things. Because we also talked about how sometimes a so-called test that women give is actually just flirting and banter. Like when a man comes up to me.
I'm going to be a little bit difficult, but that's just me playing kind of like.
Yeah.
And I,
And flirting.
I'm not going to straight away, like you come up to me and be like,
And I know that men would love if we were extremely feminine and sat back and laughed at all of their jokes. But, you know, I think that women today are a little bit more empowered and we are more playful and we do put our sexuality out there and we enjoy the playful banter.
Definitely.
What do you think? I know you're observing and listening. So, yeah, you weren't part of the conversation today, but I'd love to hear what you
think. No, I wasn't. And I've been asking myself the same question.
Really?
You know, and I enjoy asking other people as well because learning, it's, you know, usually it tells about something about what someone does for their work.
Exactly.
You know?
And so what do you want to hear, like, when you ask that question? Do you want to hear a guy say, I'm in construction?
I want to hear anything that makes them smile and feel proud of themselves.
Yes, that's...
Like it doesn't matter what they do as long as they feel fulfilled.
That's what you said today, too, as long as they're passionate about it.
Like,
yeah, passionate.
I don't want to hear, like, oh, I just, you know, I just do this. Yeah, I'm just in construction. Like, well, are you doing that because you love it? Like,
what does that say to you? Like, go a little bit deeper. And so what does that say to you? So if it's somebody who's a potential mate for you, right, because that's why they're talking to you, most likely, what does it say to you? If they answer the question, okay, I'll give you two ways. So one is, oh, I'm just in construction, okay? Or on the flip side, it's, I'm in construction and I really love it. Actually, today I just had this great story, and then you tell a story about what happened on site today, showing that there's passion.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Like, what does that mean for you from an attraction point of view?
Well, you tell me that you love your life and that you're happy and that you're passionate about something and I'm intrigued.
But more than that, what does it mean to you? Does it mean that because he's a fulfilled person, that can be a great thing for you?
Yeah.
And they're ready.
They're ready to include someone else in their life. Whereas if you're just like, oh, yeah, well, I'm, you know, just in construction, I'm kind of thinking you're not happy and maybe you're not ready for someone else in your life. Like, I don't want to come in and make someone else, like, have to work to make that person happy.
Right.
I want them already to be happy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the point of a relationship anyways. One that works, I guess. I mean, yes, we are all going to go through our ebbs and flows of not being whole at times. You know, our circle isn't going to be complete at all times. But if we bring two half circles to make one circle, then we're missing out on a whole lot. And we see all throughout everywhere that when two whole circles come together, when two whole people come together, it makes magic.
Yeah,
and that's what relationships are for, is like for that magic, and we create the magic. Babies are magic.
Yeah, absolutely. Or even if it's sex in a bathroom.
Right,
that's
magic
too.
Sex in a bathroom is amazing. Everybody knows it.
Exactly. It's fantastic. It's an experience, and it's exciting.
For sure.
But I love that you're being so honest. But another thing that you said to me today was that I actually dated a cleaner once, because I said, I was like giving you the example of a janitor. And you're like, oh, I dated a cleaner.
Yeah, I did.
So tell me more about that.
And when I met him, he was, oh, just so full of energy. And I just wanted to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was so sexy being, oh, he was like, yeah, I'm a cleaner. And I get to, you know, I get to go to these people's houses and check out these $1 million houses and
See what they do.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. I wasn't like, oh,
you were
just a cleaner. He couldn't be, you know.
Exactly. You already like put like dish towels on your hand.
Yeah.
And the with
yeah.
Him. Exactly. And
I find pleasure in watching a man do dishes pleasantly with a smile on his face.
I do too.
Knowing what he's doing, too.
Yeah, yes, totally.
You know?
It's sexy.
Because there's a difference between knowing what you're doing, washing the dishes, and not doing a complete job. And you can tell a lot about, you know, sometimes I need to complete my dishes more.
So what does this say about overall testing? Because I want to speak to that as well. Like, do you believe that women test men? Do women test men?
It's not testing. It's wanting to know more about them. Like, I'm not going to, I don't know, go see someone else again. I'm not going to give someone my number that I know absolutely nothing about.
Right.
I want to know more, but I'm not testing.
Right. What do you
think? I just want more information.
Have you ever tested a man?
I think in a certain aspect, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you explain?
Yeah, I think when you want to know more about somebody, sometimes you'll find yourself asking questions that you might not otherwise ask.
But is it really a test?
Yeah.
But is it really a test? And that's the thing that we get down to, is I don't know.
It's
a human conversation.
When I meet a new girl who I'm not looking at dating at all, I'm going to ask them the same thing. Like,
are you saying asking roundabout questions, like things that aren't directly what you're trying to get the answer to, but you're subtly asking to see if you can figure out for yourself whether or not...
Yeah,
I've done that.
Deeper into a person, because we can tell a whole lot. There's, you know, multiple things behind a few words that someone says in response to a question at times.
Right.
And that's what those questions are. In those tests.
But where do you think that, if this is a test, I don't know if that defines test, at least not in my opinion.
Right.
There's another word for it, but it's like investigation,
mm-hmm.
I think. But what is that there for? Like, why would you ask those questions other than trying to get to know them better, but put it on you? So what are you trying to ensure for yourself? That you're safe, that you're not dating an asshole? What are you trying to find out about this person?
Whether or not they're on the same level of, like, mindfulness.
Yeah.
You know? If we're on the same vibration, then, all right, we're going to at least vibrate on the same vibration.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
But if we're on different planes and, I don't know, I don't know another word for consciousness, but if we're not necessarily on the same level of consciousness, then the harmony isn't innately going to be there.
Yeah.
And relationships are harmony.
Yeah, you need things in common with this other person, and that's all I'm trying to work out. Like, what do we have in common?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what if somebody approached you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're out at a grocery store like we were tonight, and what would be the ideal way for a man to approach you that you would find attractive and want to engage in more conversations with him so that you would get to that level of asking him questions to find out more? Or what would pique your interest, I guess, is the right way to ask it.
humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what does that mean? So some guy comes up and, like, tells you a joke?
No. No, no, no. Innate. It has to
they
be...
like comes
raw.
Up to me
right.
and can see what I'm looking at or something I've picked up and just make a comment like I already know him because...
you enjoy the same thing that...
Yeah.
You,
If you come up and you're like, hey, sexy, how you doing?
Oh,
I'm immediately like, ew. Or even if it's too cheesy, I'm straight away, I'm going to put my back to you and be like, creep.
Yeah.
If you just kind of come up and say something really, like, just friendly and, like, I already kind of know you.
Right.
I'm immediately
yeah.
going to go, he does, but, you know, when I walk out of the shop, he's not going to try to kill me kind of
right.
thing. Yeah.
Like, what would it look like if you wanted to continue with him, like, wanted to know more? Like, what are the signs that you would be interested? How would it look on you if you were interested versus not being interested in finding out more about this person?
I think when you continue to banter.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So testing is actually the indicator that you're flirting.
Yeah, sure. It can
so
be, for
this
sure.
This testing that men are so worried about is actually saying, I like you.
I like you.
Yeah.
Or I'm interested
and
in getting to know more.
I want to know more about you. Yeah.
How interesting
yeah.
is that? The thing they're so afraid of is actually what they want.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, girls.
Yet it has to come with, like, assuredness or, like, not pride, but in themselves, they want to feel good. It makes them want to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
Yes.
Well, this ends our Prosecco happy hour.
Because
we have to continue drinking our Prosecco. We are in lovely Hawaii right now and having a good time. And I'm sweating because the doors are closed because
really
I was trying to keep the sound
yeah.
up. It's really hot. So I'm just cutting this short, but I'm ending this. But there you have it. Women do not test for a sport. They ask questions so that they can get to know you better. And that's actually an indicator that they're possibly interested in you. Or if they do test you, if you're out at a bar with banter or with what you see as being a test and putting up a wall, it's actually a form of playfulness. So moving forward, don't take somebody's testing, again, I'm putting quotations in the air, as something negative towards you. See it as a sign that they're interested or possibly interested in getting to know more about you. Thanks, ladies.
Bye.
See you.